14th of October on a beautiful calm day in Phang Nga Thung when we met Mr. Payton, the Hudson's Bay Company manager. Mr. Payton, I believe you were living here before.
Yes, I was here in 1950 and 52, and now we're back for another term, 3 years this time, I expect.
Do you see many differences?
No, there's not too much difference in Pangerton right now. The hospital has been enlarged and a new dwelling for the doctor, but otherwise it's pretty much the same.
It smells as if your whaling industry is still going strong.
Yes, you can smell that at any time when the wind changes in the right direction. It's sad, but it must be because it's important for the Eskimos here at Pangerton.
We're standing in the whale station now, I think, aren't we?
Yes.
By the look and the aroma. What are you sending out from here then this year?
We're sending out whale oil, and that would include clear oil and boiled whale oil, and whale hides. The hides are shipped to England, I believe. They were when I was here before, and I think they still go there now. And other than that, it's just furs, no handicrafts in this area at all.
Now, handicrafts seem to be the prerogative of Cape Dorset, don't they? They have it on quite a commercial basis there.
Yes, Cape Dorset, when we were there, it was quite different, and handicraft is one of the main things.
Yeah. Well, I suppose whaling is a finer economy, or more sure economy, because you can never trust the fickle art world, I don't think, can you?
No, I think the whaling industry right now up here, although it's small, it's very important and probably more stable than the handicraft.
It's been going how many years?
Well, I'm not sure myself, but it's been going here for a long time. The whaling ships used to come here before the Hudson's Bay Company had a post, and they were established at Blacklead Island. That's about maybe 30 miles out in Cumberland Sound. And the old cannon that was fired here this morning, it was brought up from the whaling station, presumably left down there by one of the old whaling schooners in the 1800s.
So really, it's been a continuous industry here, hasn't it, the whaling?
Yes, it has. It hasn't stopped at all, except that it's on a much smaller basis now.
Can you tell me what they use the whale oil and the hides for?
The hides are used in England to make shoelaces. That was when we shipped hides out of here 8 years ago, and I believe it's still the same use right now. And the oil is used in margarine and soap and various other items.
I do believe lipstick.
Yes, possibly.
Yes, and you sent out a tremendous number of seal skins. About how many were in those tremendous bundles?
There was about 2,000 in the bundles that went out this morning. That is just this summer's catch.
Well, I certainly hope it brings some prosperity to the people here.
At the present tariff that we pay for seal skins, it is quite good, and here at Pangerton, even though it's a small fur catch as far as white fox is concerned, but the big collection of seal skins and a good price, it's quite good here. Prosperity seems to be improving.
Yes. What will the seal skins be made up into women's clothing mostly?
Well, that's difficult for me to say. We don't have too much to do with them once they leave Pangerton. And recently, I think more of it is going into fur items for women, I guess, coats and items as slippers and whatnot. One time, I think they were used mostly for leather.
Mr. Payton, I see you haven't got any roads at all here, but you have got a railroad in Phang Nga Thung.
Yes, we have. That was put in this summer, and it's an experiment, as you can see. The bank is quite steep here, and we have our biggest problem, of course, is getting up oil. It's some 400 drums and had to be pulled up previously by hand. So this year the company put in a small railroad and a winch, motorized winch, up on top of the bank. And now we pull up 6 drums at one time, and it seems to be working out quite good. We're moving the freight much faster than normally.
How much do those drums weigh?
It would be about 4 drums to the ton, so we carry about a ton and a half, plus about 7 or 8 Eskimos getting the ride.
Yes. And they certainly, they must be tremendously tough. if there are four drums to a ton, because manhandling those things is so terribly difficult, isn't it?
Yes, it is very difficult, and before, as I said, we had to pull them up by rope, one drum to at a time.
And the gradient, would that be one in four or one in five, do you think, in places?
Oh, it would be one in five, I expect.
Yes. Well, fortunately, it's not too long, and once you've got it here, your houses are almost on the cliff edge, aren't they?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you. I hope you have an accident-free tour with that little railroad. Well, I see that our little ship is coming in, the jolly boat, from the Rupert's End, and I'd like to wish you a happy winter.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a lovely trip.
Thank you, Mr. Faison.